The word today is judge. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. There are certain concepts in Christianity which can cause confusion if not properly understood. The matter of passing judgment is one of these concepts. Here to teach us which kind of judgments are proper and which are not is Bible educator Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Judge.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul makes an amazing statement. He says, "Do you not know that the saints will judge the world?" This is one of these comments from Paul as a pastor to the Corinthians, the Christians in the town of Corinth, and he is talking to them much like a parent would talk to a child. "Don't you know?" when he's correcting them on a matter that needs straightening out. In this particular instance, in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, he is taking the Corinthian church to task because they have lawsuits among the believers. They are hauling each other into court, which is unthinkable for the body of Christ because it's supposed to be about unity, oneness, not about factions and divisions. And so Paul is in chapter 5 and 6 talking to them about unity and forgiveness. And in fact, he says in verse 6 of chapter 5, "Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough?" What he's referring to is the fact that there was resentment and bitterness. There was envy and jealousy, quarreling. And just like yeast permeates a batch of dough, so also these characteristics, these attitudes were permeating the Christian church in Corinth and causing the strife and the lack of harmony. And so Paul is indicating to them that they should resolve these problems within the church. And in the same way, we as Christians should resolve issues between ourselves and other Christian believers with forgiveness and with repentance. The person who is accused should assess whether they have done something wrong, whether they have offended God or the other person, and be very quick to repent of sin and to admit, "I'm wrong, I'm sorry, please forgive me." On the other hand, the person who has been offended, the one who feels they are in the right, should be very slow to condemn, should be very loving and should be very kind and not harsh and full of vindictiveness. And they should be very quick to forgive and even at times admit their own fault or their own attitude that might be too harsh or condemning. So the Christian should always, on any occasion, be ready to repent or forgive whatever the circumstance needs. And in this way, we prevent this kind of legalistic situation where we're so quick to judge someone else. And in fact, that's what we're going to think about for the next few minutes, is this term judging, that Christians are to judge things. There are two passages that stand in stark contrast to one another. And I'm going to read both of them for you because there's a lot of confusion in Christianity in regards to judging. In Matthew chapter 7, it says, these are the words of Jesus, "Do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Jesus is talking here about having a judgmental attitude. We'll get back to that in just a minute. I'm going to read the other passage here so that you hear them both together. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 6, talks about what might be called shunning, making a judgment about others. He says, I have written you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the people of this world who are immoral, or the greedy or swindlers or idolaters. In that case, you'd have to leave this world. But now I'm writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy or an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat. What business is it of mine to judge those outside of the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside. Now, what you see here are two passages that both discuss the topic of judgment. They seem to contradict each other. On the one hand, Jesus is saying, do not judge or you too will be judged. On the other hand, Paul the Apostle is indicating you must make judgments, even to the point of not associating with someone. How do we find a reasonable explanation for these two seemingly opposite passages? In fact, they are not in conflict at all. There is complete harmony between them if you understand what's being talked about. In Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus is saying, do not judge, or you too will be judged. By the way, this is one of the most well-known Bible verses by individuals who have very little Bible knowledge, by people who want to put off discussion about God and about repentance. Many times when you approach these people and discuss the need to repent in their life, they will throw this passage back at you and say, well, who are you to judge me? Doesn't the Bible say, do not judge or you too will be judged? What they're trying to do is sidetrack the discussion and to keep you from really calling them to repentance by trying to suggest that you have no right as a Christian to confront them. Well, that's not true at all. For instance, Paul in 1 Corinthians 6 points out that we have to confront people in sin. Back to Matthew 7. Jesus is talking here about the hypocrisy of harsh criticism, judgmental attitude. That's why he's saying you ignore the plank in your own eye. All the time you're straining to see the speck of sawdust in someone else's eye. In other words, you're ignoring and paying no attention to the major problem you need to repent of, the major issue that is a roadblock between you and God, a barrier between you and God or you and this other person, but you're really putting a lot of effort into seeing their faults, their problems. That's hypocrisy. When you say, I have nothing to repent of, I'm wonderful, I have really no major issues in my life, but look at that person over there. That person really has some major problems. That's an arrogance spiritually. The fact of the matter is we all, every human has major issues to repent of before God. And we dare not come to somebody else with this hypercritical attitude that says, you've got a lot more problems to repent of than I do. That's the judgmental attitude that Jesus warns us against. On the other hand, Christians must make moral judgments. You're not much of a Christian if you don't make moral judgments. If everything is just, well, you know, they can do what they wish, and who am I to say what's right or wrong? Everyone has to do their own thing, and people just come in life with their own perspective. They just have their own mindset, and I certainly am not going to tell someone else what they should do or shouldn't do in life. Well, then you're useless as a Christian. A Christian has to stand for God's truth. A Christian must make moral judgments, like Paul is saying here in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. There are people that are living in conflict to God's will, people that are living in blatant sin, and they are going to end up in hell. They are going to end up suffering the wrath and eternal punishment of God if they do not turn from this. This is why the gospel always calls us to repentance, because God does not want to see you languish and suffer in eternal condemnation. God wants you to find forgiveness and peace and a harmonious relationship with Him. And so the Christian has to make judgments. Now, especially, we judge those in the church. Listen carefully. We make moral judgments and distinctions when it comes to goodness or sin. We call sin what it is, sin, whether it is sexual immorality, drunkenness, swindling, lying, whatever it is, we make moral judgments. And this is true whether it's a Christian we're talking about or an unbeliever. But when it comes to the Christian faith, if it is a Christian who is involved in this sin, we have to call them to repentance and call them to account. And if they will not repent, then it is time to disassociate with them. It is time to distance ourselves from them. We give them several chances. We come to them again and again and try to have them turn from their sin. But if they will not, we make the judgment that they are not living according to God's will. This is not an easy topic, but suffice to say that we as Christians are not to be hypocritical and harsh and condemning, but merciful as God is. At the same time, we are to make moral judgments and find out what the truth is and urge everyone to live by it.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.